天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很开心和您今天在天路导向节目相遇。我很喜欢旅行，到世界各地不同的地方，欣赏不同的文化和风景，并品尝不同国家和民族的美味食物，感觉真的很不一样。今天麦克牧师继续透过借我赐恩福系列来和我们继续分享基督徒的六种身份特质。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a delight for us to know that you have been following this series of messages.
我们很高兴知道你一直坚持收听这个系列信息。
We are calling it blessed to be a blessing.
我们称为借我赐恩福。
But if you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们的节目，
Let me give you a very quick review.
让我们很快地复习一次。
First Peter told us to count our sevenfold blessing.
首先彼得告诉我们要数算神所赐的七重福气。
And we saw this in 1 Peter 1:1-12.
记载在彼得前书第一章第一到十二节。
Then he told us to be thankful to God for his blessings.
接着他要我们为神所赐的福而感恩。
And we saw this in 1 Peter 1:13-2:3.
这段在彼得前书一章十三节到二章第三节。
Now we are looking at our identity as believers in 1 Peter chapter 2:4-12.
现在我们查考彼得前书第二章第四到十二节，谈到基督徒的身份。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要警戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Peter gives us six characteristics of our identity as believers.
彼得提出了基督徒的六种身份特质。
In our last message, we learned that we are living and precious stones.
在上一次的信息中，我们学习到我们是宝贵的活石。
And Peter tells us that we are also chosen race.
彼得又说，我们是被拣选的族类。
This time, we will start with our third identity as believers.
今天我们要开始看基督徒的第三种身份
，namely that we are a royal priesthood，
也就是有君尊的祭司。
Every man, woman, and child who had surrendered their life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior，
无论男女老少，每一个把自己的生命交给耶稣基督，以他为救主和生命之主的人。
Everyone who walks with him in obedience，
每一个顺服他、与他同行的人，
has become a priest in the sight of God，
在神的眼中都成为了祭司。
And a believer is not just any priest，
基督徒不仅是普通的祭司，
but is a royal priest，
而是有君尊的祭司。
Why？
为什么呢？
Because our high priest also happened to be the King of Kings，
因为我们的大祭司同时又是万王之王。
What did the priest do？
祭司做什么的呢？
In the Old Testament, the priest did three things。
在旧约时代，祭司要做三件事。
Number one，
第一
，He offered sacrifice to God on behalf of others。
他代表其他的人献祭给神。
Second，
第二
，He interceded to God on behalf of others。
他代表人向神祈求。
And thirdly，
第三
，The priest spoke of God to the people。
祭司代表神向他的百姓说话。
You and I do not need a priest today to intercede on our behalf。
今天你我不再需要祭司来替我们祈求神。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because we have become priests ourselves。
因为我们自己成为了祭司。
When？
什么时候呢？
When we receive the great high priest into our lives as our Savior and Lord，
就是当我们接受至高的大祭司进入我们的生命，成为我们的救主时。
Now believers have become priests，
现在基督徒都成为祭司了。
The rule of the New Testament is that if you accept the high priest into your life，
新约的规则就是你若接受大祭司进入你的生命，
You have become a priest，
你就成为祭司。
If you reject the high priest, you are not a priest，
如果你拒绝大祭司，你就不是祭司。
And because believers have accepted the high priest into their lives，
因为基督徒已经接受大祭司进入他们的生命，
The believers come directly to him and offer the sacrifice of praise and gratitude.
基督徒直接来到他面前，献上感恩和赞美的祭。
Believers can offer thanksgiving in gratefulness to God.
基督徒可以向神献上感恩和赞美的祭。
Believers can come directly to him to pray and intercede on behalf of others.
基督徒可以直接来到他面前，为其他的人祷告代求。
Believers are commissioned by him to be witnesses about him to others.
神托付基督徒对人做见证。
To speak on his behalf.
替他传道。
We are not acceptable to God because of anything in ourselves.
神接纳我们不是因为我们有什么好处。
I want you to listen very carefully to this.
请你仔细地听这个重点。
If you ever had the thought that you are acceptable to God because of something that you did，
如果你自以为神接纳你是因为你做了好事，
you are misguided，
那你就是被误导了。
The only reason that you and I can be acceptable to God，
你我被神接纳唯一的理由，
is because of the great high priest the Lord Jesus Christ，
就是因着至高的大祭司耶稣基督。
We became acceptable to God when we surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们顺从耶稣基督为我们的主时，神也接纳了我们。
He alone makes it possible for us to be acceptable to God the Father, who is the King of Kings.
只有耶稣基督能使天父接纳我们，他是万王之王。
In the ancient times，
在古老的时代，
The person who is given the privilege of carrying the king's signet ring was carefully selected.
能有特权保管国王玉玺的人是经过仔细挑选的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he was entrusted with the royal authority.
因为国王的权柄交托了给他。
If he stamped it, the king stamped it.
他盖章就是国王盖章。
If he said it, the king said it.
他说的话就等于国王说的话。
If he approved it, the king approved it.
他批准了就是国王批准了。
He had a great favor in the eyes of the king.
国王对他特别恩宠。
And therefore, my friend, listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
所以，亲爱的朋友，请你特别留心地听我说。
To those who put their trust in Christ,
凡是信靠耶稣基督的人，
Peter is saying that you are a precious living stone.
彼得对你们说，你是宝贵的活石。
You as believers are royal priesthood.
身为基督徒，你是有君尊的祭司。
You carry his signet ring.
你保管他的玉玺。
Fourthly,
第四，
believers are holy nation.
基督徒是圣洁的国度。
Most nations of the world are out for what they can get for themselves.
世上大部分的国家都在谋取自己的利益。
But everywhere you go in the world, you will meet members of the holy nation.
但不论你到哪里，都会碰到圣洁国度的国民。
They may be citizens of different countries.
他们可能是不同国家的公民。
But they are members of the holy nation.
但他们都是圣洁国度的国民。
Peter is saying that members of the holy nation are like their leader.
彼得说，圣洁国度的国民和他们的领袖相同。
They are holy.
他们是圣洁的。
They are obedient to his direction.
他们服从领袖的领导。
They belong to him.
他们属于他。
They are loyal to him above all else.
他们效忠于他，超越一切。
He comes first and foremost in their lives.
他在他们生命中占着最重要也是最优先的地位。
Everything else follows.
所有的都是其次。
Everybody else takes second place.
所有人都在次要的地位。
That is what it means to be a member of the holy nation.
圣洁国度的国民就是这个意思。
So believers are living precious stones.
基督徒是宝贵的活石。
They are chosen race.
他们是被拣选的族类。
They are royal priesthood.
他们是有君尊的祭司。
They are a holy nation.
他们是圣洁的国度。
Fifthly,
第五，
believers are God's own possession.
基督徒是神的子民。
The Bible tells us in Malachi 3:17,
圣经马拉基书第三章十七节说，
that God's people are his treasured possession.
神的子民是他珍贵的产业。
Let me ask you this.
请问你，
what is your most treasured possession?
你最宝贝的财产是什么？
Take a moment and think about this.
请你慢慢地想一想。
What is the most important possession you have?
你所拥有最重要的产业是什么呢？
Now I want you to think about how hard you work to protect it.
现在我要你想想，你花多少功夫来保护它呢？
Think about how you care for it.
想想你是如何照顾它的呢？
Think about how you want to preserve it for the future.
想想你如何保存它的未来呢？
And Peter is saying that those who belong to Jesus Christ,
彼得说属于耶稣基督的人，
they are his most treasured possession.
都是他最宝贝的产业。
He treasures you.
他珍惜你。
He protects you.
他保卫你。
He values you.
他重视你。
He guards you.
他守护你。
What does that do to you?
这对你有什么影响呢？
It should fill you with joy unspeakable.
应该让你充满了说不出来的喜乐。
Being God's precious possession should lead you to want to praise Him all day long.
作为神最贵重的产业，应该使你日夜不停地赞美他。
This should lead you to want to live for Him.
促使你愿意为他而活。
This should lead you to want to serve Him all the more.
促使你更加愿意侍奉他。
So believers are living precious stones.
基督徒是宝贵的活石。
They are chosen race.
他们是被拣选的族类。
They are royal priesthood.
他们是有君尊的祭司。
They are holy nation.
他们是圣洁的国度。
They are God's own possession.
他们是神自己的产业。
My listening friends, I want to stop here for a moment and tell you about sin in the lives of some believers.
亲爱的朋友，让我插句话，谈谈罪恶如何影响某些基督徒。
Carnal believers who are living for themselves are not walking with the Lord.
一些软弱的基督徒只顾照着自己的意思活，而不愿意与神同行。
They do not understand their own value in the eyes of God.
他们不明白自己在神的眼中有何等贵重的价值。
And finally, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12,
最后，在彼得前书第二章十一到十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Peter said that we only tourists in this life.
彼得说，我们今生只不过是客旅。
In one sense, all human beings are travelers and sojourners.
从某方面来看，其实所有的人都是今生的过客而已。
Whether they're believers or unbelievers.
无论是不是基督徒。
They are all going to die.
都会面临死亡。
But those who reject Christ.
但凡拒绝基督的人。
Those who ignore Christ.
轻看基督的人。
Those who are ashamed of Christ.
以基督为耻的人。
When their tour is over,
当他们的旅程结束后,
their home is going to be in an abysmal place.
他们的归宿将是黑暗的深渊。
When an unbeliever's tour is over,
当一个非信徒人生的旅程告终时,
their problems will just begin.
他们真正的麻烦才开始呢。
But those who belong to Christ,
至于那些属于基督的人,
Those who have accepted him.
接受耶稣基督的人。
Those who love him.
爱耶稣的。
They know that they are too a sojourners and travelers.
他们知道自己是客旅，是寄居的。
But they also know that when their journey is over.
但他们也知道旅程的终点。
They are going home to heaven.
就是回到天上的家。
But their home is not abysmal.
这个家不是在深渊里。
But their home is a palace.
他们的家是皇宫。
They're not afraid of the end of the journey.
他们不畏惧旅途的终点。
Believers are not regretful because their real home is a great home.
基督徒不会有任何懊悔，因为他们真正的家极其美好。
How does knowing and believing that we are tourists and travelers in this world motivate us to live this life?
当我们知道并相信自己在世上只不过是客旅，那么我们该如何度今生的日子呢？
Let's read 1 Peter 2:11.
让我们来读彼得前书第二章十一节。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Self-indulgence starts a war against the soul of a believer.
肉体的私欲和信徒的灵魂作战。
Peter said you must avoid self-indulgence so that we might bring glory to our Father in heaven.
彼得说你必须避免肉体的私欲才能归荣耀给天父。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友请留心听。
Unbelievers are watching believers like a hawk.
非信徒都瞪大了眼睛看基督徒。
They are watching how you live your life.
看你的生活行为。
They look at you and see the peace of God that passes all understanding.
他们看见神所赐出人意外的平安在你身上。
And they want that.
这是他们也想要得到的。
But if they look at a carnal believer,
但如果他们看的是软弱的基督徒，
if they look at someone who is just living for themselves,
如果他们看见那些单单照自己喜好而活的基督徒，
if they look at someone whose life is not different from their own,
他们看见的是和非信徒的生活没有什么区别的基督徒。
They're going to say, what difference does it make being a believer?
那么他们会说，做不做基督徒没什么不同。
They'll say, they're no different from me.
他们会说，基督徒和我没什么差别。
My listening friends, in my journey, no matter where I go or where I live,
我亲爱的朋友，不论我旅行到任何地方或居住在哪里，
our citizenship is in heaven.
我们都是天国的公民。
We are pilgrims and strangers here on earth.
在这地球上，我们是外人，是客旅。
As believers, we are first and foremost citizens of heaven.
身为基督徒，我们最重要的身份就是天国的公民。
As we will see in the next broadcast, Peter tells us that we must obey the laws of the land.
在下一次的节目当中，我们会看见彼得叫我们要遵守世上的法律。
But as believers, Peter tells us there is a higher obedience.
但彼得又说，身为基督徒，我们需要服从更高的权威。
That obedience is to our cornerstone and king.
也就是顺服我们的房角石，我们的王。
As believers, our highest allegiance is to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们效忠的最高领导就是主耶稣基督，我们的救主。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
教会在这里发光宣扬主，来到主的面前，我们如火石，一块一块建造成为主灵宫，主的手在终于行。 是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，神所拣选被赎的子民，基督是磐石，我们是教会，在这地发光宣扬主。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。在节目的开始，我讲到我喜欢旅游，但我们不论旅行到任何地方，居住在哪里，我们都是宝贵的活石，是拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，是天国的子民。这是多么崇高的身份啊！虽然我们在地上是客旅，是寄居的，但神为我们预备永恒的家在天上，属于耶稣基督的人都是他最宝贵的产业。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
圣洁的国度，我是天父伟大奇妙的创造，这样宝贵的拣选，神从来没有后悔。我在这请再见我，我在这请再见我，我在这请再见我。有耶稣在我里面，我就不害怕，有圣灵在我里面，就能行大事，一生不偏离神的话，刚强壮胆，将主的名传遍世界。我是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，我是天父伟大奇妙的创造，这样宝贵的拣选，神从来没有后悔。我在这请差遣我，我在这请差遣。